since the initial description of induction chemotherapy for adults with acute myeloid leukemia in 1973, there really have not been any major changes to the combination of 3 days of an anthracycline such as daunorubicin and 7 days of cytarabine, the 3+7 or 7+3 regimen for AML induction. It does induce a relatively high rate of remission in these patients of around 70 to 75%, but unfortunately, even with post-remission treatment, the majority of our patients will relapse. Recently, we have learned that if we induce a deeper level of remission, not just morphologically, but rid the marrow of minimal residual disease as measured by next-gen sequencing techniques or flow cytometric assays, that those MRD negative states may correlate with better long-term outcomes. So our hope is that by combining antibody-directed conjugate to the AML blast, we may be able to induce deeper remissions. So the phase 1b study was first to see if we can safely combine CD33A or vadastuximab taurine with standard 3+7 chemotherapy on days 1 and 4 with an acceptable toxicity profile, and then potentially move that on to further investigation for those patients. So we conducted a phase 1b study where newly diagnosed patients up to the age of 65, adults up to the age of 65 with AML, could be secondary AML as well, were treated with daunorubicin 60 milligrams per meter squared daily for 3 days and cytarabine 100 milligrams per meter squared by continuous infusion daily for 7 days. Vadastuximab taurine 33A was given on day 1 and day 4 intravenously. The maximally tolerated dose was found to be 20 micrograms per kilogram on day 1 and 10 micrograms per kilogram on day 4. We treated 42 patients at that dose level. The primary endpoint was the safety of the combination, but we also looked at efficacy as we were determining the maximally tolerated dose. In terms of the toxicity of the regimen, we saw similar non-hematologic toxicity to what might be expected with 3+7. Importantly, we did not see any patient develop sinusoidal obstructive syndrome or veno-occlusive disease, and only one patient had grade 3 elevation of the hepatic transaminases. We did see acceptable and expected on-target myelosuppression. When we looked at the time to platelet and ANC recovery in patients who had a morphologic leukemia-free state by day 28 and only received one cycle of therapy, the median time to full platelet and full neutrophil recovery was about 4.5 to 5 weeks. 21 of 42 patients were able to go on to allogeneic stem cell transplant, and importantly, the 30-day mortality was only 2%. In terms of the efficacy of the combination, 76% of the 42 patients achieved a CR or a CR with incomplete platelet count recovery. 60% were CR. These responses were seen across all cytogenetic subgroups of patients. But there were two features of these responses that we felt were important. The first is 30 of the 32 responses were seen with only one cycle of 33A with 3+7. So the responses were rapid. The second was that we saw 78% of patients achieving an MRD negative status by a multicolor flow cytometric assay. So at this point, this clearly does not translate into our daily practice. What we need to do is to compare the efficacy of the combination of 33A with 3+7 with standard 3+7, and those studies are planned to begin.